Yeah, no, we definitely enjoyed today. The performances in the first two games were, we took a lot of positives from them, but we didn't quite get the results we felt we needed. So, we took the pressure off ourselves today and focused a lot more on getting the right results. And it paid off, so we're delighted with it, yeah.
A lot of people acknowledging there that while the results weren't going your way, as you mentioned, the performances were still pretty good. So this result, it was kind of coming for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, the mood in training has been absolutely brilliant. I mean, players responded so well to the setbacks because they know that we are capable of performing so much better. And the performances were very good against both PMO and DLR. Obviously, we caused our own problems, which is something we need to change, and we can always work on that. But once, the team are playing the way you want them to play and the work rate is there and the attitude is right, you've always got a great chance.
Okay, so Treaty were bottom of the league. They conceded a number of goals beforehand, but you have to force those mistakes as well. And I thought there was a real aggression to Wexford's play today that we probably haven't seen so far.
Yes, look, I suppose there was. I think it was very collective in the way we did press and the way we did work. And I think it took a lot of players to really respond well to that. And I think, like you said, we definitely got it. There was a great intensity about our work rate. But most importantly, it's what we did when we did get the ball back, and we punished them, and that was key for us today.
It was just one of those days where everything seemed to click for you. Kira gets the opening goal and you were pegged back, but to be fair, the heads never dropped when that equaliser went in, and obviously you pushed on from there.
Yeah, it's always disappointing when you do concede like that and you've been on top, but I think they responded really well. And it was nice for, like you said, Kira got on the score sheet, which is brilliant for her, playing a little bit higher up. Her performance has been excellent this year, and hoping that continues. Like you mentioned, we took our chances, and that was key to the result, really.
We spoke to Kira before the season started, and she made an awful lot of promises to us that she was going to deliver this season, and she has, to be fair to her so far. Some people on Twitter are calling her the best left back in the country today, and you'd have to agree.
I don't think I could argue with it. I think it has to be only a matter of time before she gets that recognition from the powers that be. She's still so young as well, really. She's got a couple of years to still develop as well, and I think her performances are excellent, what she's capable of doing. So hopefully we do see her get that opportunity. It'd be fantastic for her, a great reward.
One woman who's already come back from international duty is Ellen Molloy, and we can nearly make this a weekly segment of just talking about how brilliant Ellen is. Just the four goals for her today.
Yeah, just the four. I think what we need to be conscious of is just taking the pressure off a little bit. We can get very carried away. Ellen's still 16 years of age, and there can be a lot of pressure comes with playing with the international squad and performing with Wexford. And I think we just need to recognise that she's a great talent, but also that she's still a lot to learn, and she's still so young, and just reduce that pressure on her and let her enjoy her football.
Have you noticed that she's coming back from these international meetups with a bit more focus, and that she is picking up something from being with the Irish team?
It's always going to help her to get exposure to that environment, and she does find it a positive environment, a great learning environment. So anything like that's always going to benefit you as a player. And when she comes back in with us, she's so humble and grounded. It's great just to have her come back in, and she just gets back involved with the rest of the group and works so hard, which is what Wexford Utes are really all about.
I'm sure you were a very interested spectator for the game between Piemont and Shelburne last night. Piemont getting the result there. So there's only just the 2 points between yourselves and the top of the table now. It's really going to be quite a long season there with people. Every single point this year is going to be absolutely crucial.
Yeah, I think this is very, like we always say, how close the league's getting. And I think this year's evidence of that again. It's going to be such a tight league. And points will drop here and there, but look, we spoke about the setbacks we had early in the season, and we'd rather have them there at the beginning of the season rather than have a hiccup in the middle of the season, wonder what's happened. So we can get over those setbacks, fix it, and take the positives and move on. And there are points going to be dropped, and it's still a long way to go yet. So we remain really focused and really positive with what we're doing this year.
Fiona Ryan coming off the bench to get a good assist there for Ellen's final goal of the game. So there's plenty of great talent coming through the club too.
Yeah, I mean, the delivery Fiona had is unbelievable, and she put a couple of balls into the box there, and Ellen was in the right place at the right time for one of them, which is great to see. But young Kira Bates-Crosby came into the game as well, another young player. It's great to have those players with us and have that opportunity to go and play, and that they're still both available to play under 19s, which is a massive credit as well.
Athlone are the visitors to Ferrycarrig Park. That's next Saturday at 6:30. So I guess it's just about taking the positives from today and really building on those now and getting on a bit of a run of form.
Yeah, momentum's key. We need to build on that now. We've got a great run of games ahead of us. Brings us into Cork. We've got Galway, Bowles, before we play Shelburne. So we've got a great run of games for the end of this part of the first part of the season. So we're really looking forward to it. Yeah.